Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It is the 4th of September 2017, and this is an audio from me. I've been inspired to do a couple of things. I've been inspired to install Anchor, the Anchor iOS app on my iPhone, because I've heard from Paul O'Money in particular on Twitter that it is probably the best option as an alternative platform to Audioboo at this time, in that it is available on both iOS and Android, and it is accessible to the visually impaired user. So I'm told. So I'm intrigued to try it out. And that's what I'm going to do. And that's why I've installed the app on my iOS device. The other thing I have been inspired to do is I have accepted the new terms and conditions on the Audioboom website, because I wanted to see what would happen. Would indeed my account stop working? Would I start being charged £9.99 per month, or $9.99, or €9.99 immediately, or from the 1st of October, or whenever? Would indeed my Audioboo account start featuring adverts in the pre-roll, or indeed post-roll of my audio? Because I'm interested to know whether what is the difference to my free Audioboom account with the new terms and conditions. I believe I've signed over the rights for Audioboom to insert advertising if they want to on my content, but they may choose not to. They may choose they don't want to put advertising on my content because my content isn't the sort of content that would attract advertisers potentially. The thing that worries me about the Audioboom changes, and the reason why I am trying out Anchor, is that my understanding is the free account on Audioboom, the so-called legacy account that I enjoy, is not available to new users. So it's a closed community, and people will drop out of the community, but no new community members will be added, because the legacy free Audioboom account is that is not available to new subscribers or new account applicants. New account owners only have the costed £9.99 per month or more account available to them if they want to podcast. If they want to listen, they can listen, but they can't comment and they can't do audio. So that's the inspiration. I've very much enjoyed the boos I've listened to, particularly from Sarah and Quenlian and Anomaly Blog. I've been admonished by Paul and Claire for not booing frequently enough recent times. Now, I've been booing since June 2009, one of the very fairly early adopters, but I've been audio blogging since 2005 and podcasting since 2005, so I consider myself to be an established podcaster. But I haven't been doing enough recently, and that's because I haven't really had anything worth saying. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.